There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
All right. And here we are, back with the Regrettable Podcast. Thank you. That shows the enthusiasm in this one for today.
Yeah, some court order changes associated with the podcast today, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Let's not even go into the details.
Yeah, everything's neutered now.
Yeah.
So we have to be good little boys. We can't talk about Gabby Fertitta.
Yeah, Nelly Petito,
that's who it is, right?
I have no clue.
You know what we're talking about, Jay.
Still don't.
You know what we're talking about.
Just like you refuse to listen to the song WAP, I refuse to pay attention to the national headlines.
The story of the nation, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Before we
can't get into
that.
Our best material right off the bat.
No. I heard that song for the first time over the weekend. I've been
inundated.
I've been trying to not listen to it, not to hear it. I hate Cardi B. She's one of my least favorite people on the planet. And I heard like that song is supposed to be gross and this and that. I'm not a prude by any means. You've heard it, right, Patrick?
I don't think I have, actually.
No, well,
but and I'm not the hugest fan of Cardi B, but I can appreciate her body of work for sure and her body. Caitlin and I were jamming out to some Cardi B over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like she stinks.
I don't know.
She looks like she stinks really
bad. If that's
bad.
Stinky, I want to be covered in it.
Yeah. Okay. You did cover yourself in fish emulsion once. I imagine that's what it smells like.
But I'm used to it. Yeah. Whatever.
You ever get that? No, you guys are married.
Caitlin knows the standing order. If Cardi B was to show up at her house,
she's on your list.
It's on. Yeah,
Cardi B's on your list.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
Cardi B.
I think it's like Marissa Tomei maybe, and then Cardi B.
Oh man!
And I'm not just stealing that from George Costanza. I love Marissa Tomei way before George Costanza.
Oh, absolutely.
Did, right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. You were there.
Absolutely.
I doubt that. But I heard WAP for the first time. It was awful. It was absolutely terrible.
Probably Megan Thee Stallion's contribution that made it bad, though.
No, was it? I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Which one is that?
They're both on there, I believe.
Megan Thee Stallion she's like a post-op like thing. She's a woman.
Yeah, she used to be Megan the Donkey, and then got the transition surgery.
Wouldn't she have been Megan the Mare? And then after the surgery, now she's Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, good point. Yeah,
that's what
I thought. No one ever told her. Yeah, that there's gender differences in horses.
Yeah,
she might have picked a confusing side.
Especially when you say you're a stallion, you got a
stallion with two E's.
Yeah, you charge a lot to be bred.
Yeah,
then you become a stud.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I heard that song. It was disgusting. I had to close my ears.
And
take a shower afterwards.
I needed one. My ears were assaulted. Sexually. Yeah.
Yes.
He sexually assaulted my ears. Ooh. That's,
He was molested.
I was molested audibly. Canal. Yeah. It was terrible. In fact, over the weekend, Jay and I were at a...
Party in the pasture, baby.
Party in the pasture. A festival. Festival du country music is what it is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
And it was interesting, to say the least. It's
it was
been
a cultural experience.
Then. It was a definite cultural experience. There was a lot of drunk white people. Like, it was, you know, I'm really surprised not a lot of other stuff went off, you know, like fights and this. I'm sure there were some, but never got to witness any. I was, like, really on the way there. I was like, at least I know I'm going to have my phone ready to catch some fights and yell World Star.
I figured at least, like, 100 people accidentally shot themselves while they were showing off their firearm to somebody.
Right.
No firearms allowed.
You could get one in.
Oh, absolutely.
They search your campers.
Absolutely. Nope.
No.
You could get one in.
Yeah, you just can't get one into like where area. The stages are, the area. And that was the weirdest part. You go in, and I know a lot of these places have really boosted up their security, but you go in, and it's kind of like the TSA at the airport. You put all your stuff in a little dog dish, and then they slide it over, and then you walk through, and my belt tripped it every time, so the guy had to come up to me with the wand and
beep.
Put that up my butt, and... It was interesting.
Take your belt off.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's going to make the metal detector go through.
No, I'd rather just take the guy and do that. I'd like everybody to be like, what? You know, what's he holding?
Crazy thing is, he's wearing Under Armour gym shorts. What do you need a belt with those for?
Right, true.
This is for his pistol.
There's like no loop. Yeah. No loops at all. It's just draped around your body.
Yeah. It's like walk through. I would like to be able to. It's my steel leg. Or like my bionic leg or something.
There you go.
You know, but no, not so lucky.
You don't even have a cool story to explain why you would have that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You've never done anything in your life that would warrant a steel leg.
Right.
Or bionic leg, whatever.
Bionic leg. Yeah. I saw a lady with what I thought was a bionic arm. She was an old lady, and it was like a new type of like cast or something, and it had like a harness to it,
yes.
And it had this thing that went around each finger like this, you know,
like
and it had
like
a
situation.
Wheel. Yeah, it looked like
a power suit.
A power suit just on one old lady's arm.
Nice.
And I was like, that's where it starts.
Lucky to see
we're
the
here.
Power.
Yeah.
It's for crushing her Miller Lite cans. Yeah. After she pounds them.
Here, Sonny, let me give you a hand job.
No, thank you. Got one from the Terminator once. It sucked.
Yeah, but the festival was interesting. Again, there was a porta potty village that stunk every time we went by it, and I feel really bad for the people who had to park their campers next to it.
Oh man,
that was
they should have worked harder and they would have paid more to be there. I'm sure
that's right. There was a unofficial Rocklahoma podcast that we were thinking about approaching for a second before we were like, they're nobodies. We're nobodies.
We're all nobodies,
so we shouldn't even bother with that.
Nobodies times nobodies.
Exactly. Yeah, equals
not awesome.
Don't even try.
Yeah. Even more nobodies.
Yeah. We're all nobodies. That's fine. We can do a podcast as nobodies, but when we start thinking that we can go to Rocklahoma podcast and kill it, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were wondering, just because, you know, like 100,000 people or something go to Rocklahoma, you know, what's their listener base like?
You should have, like, at least 10,000, right?
Doesn't work that way.
10% listen?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Apparently, according to my ad, over 51% of the nation listens to podcasts. But I think included in podcasts is those YouTube videos where the people just, like, do their life.
Yeah.
Like a vlog.
No, the IRL videos and stuff.
Not even just those. It'll be like, hey, we're, you know, it's just a couple that like show their amazing, perfect life and never show the parts where he throws like a dish of spaghetti at the wall and stuff out of anger.
He comes home.
Or am I projecting right now?
Right.
Or,
Caitlin watches those. And I'm sorry, I cannot deface myself enough to do like what these people do. There's ones that she's been following for a long time. They recently had a kid, and now they just, I mean, it's child exploitation really is what it is. Now they're constantly got that camera in that kid's face, and you hear a mom and dad just like, woo, 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 I mean, just acting like idiots on the screen. I don't know. I'd rather keep those moments private. I don't know. But I guess for $10,000 a pop or whatever, I might sell my principles.
But how do you even reach? You were telling me on the show today about some guy you watched, some TikTok guy. Who was fake or something?
Goodness. And, okay, so
yeah, go over this.
Should I brief it or?
Yeah, just brief it.
Okay,
real quick.
Briefly, I'm scanning live. Okay, I love to see what people do to create live content, what content they're creating in a live setting, because you could take forever and create a TikTok,
right?
But I wanted to see live TikTok, so I'm watching these, scrolling through these live videos, and there's this kid. I couldn't tell, and I'm horrible for this, but I couldn't tell if he had the goofy. Like the, you know, the Bubba teeth. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You buy them
the redneck teeth.
Exactly, exactly.
Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I couldn't tell if he had those in or if there was real teeth. So I felt bad for, I feel bad for even saying it at that point. And he spoke very, very, very redneck, like over the top redneck. Like, oh, thanks, guys. And like over the top, okay?
Yeah.
So add that, the Bubba teeth, the thanks guys. Otherwise, he's just a normal 15, 16-year-old kid. He's not dressed Bubba-y or nothing. He's just dressed normal. And he's like in his room. And he's got like, at one point he had about 1,000. He had like 700 when I jumped on. people watching it at this. And he's just, all he's, literally, I watched for two and a half minutes to see what his content was, because all he did the whole time was, oh my gosh, TikTok, they're giving more TikTok sites, guys. Oh my gosh, they're so awesome. I mean, he just did that like for 2.5 minutes. And again, I'm sitting here watching this thinking, yeah, okay, eventually he's going to quit thanking for the what's going on the screen, and he's going to do what he does.
Do the content. That
like,
is.
Okay, so you know how you can scroll one-way TikTok. You scroll back, you can see the stuff that you were see like later on. So I scroll back like 6-7 minutes later. He was still doing the same thing.
Just doing.
And he was, what he was, oh, thanks, those 6 roses from user 1982. Oh, my gosh, thanks, guys. 8 roses from 1982 user. Oh, my God. And it, by this, he was like, 128 roses. But I mean, he had just literally counted up for 7 minutes.
Right.
I just hope aliens attack us and wipe out our species.
That is the content that people are putting on TikTok.
And it's just hot chicks dancing, right? That's what I thought it really was. At least I'm glad to hear there's something else on there. This guy.
Now, there was this guy I saw. The one thing I actually enjoyed, and I'm horrible for enjoying this as well, because this guy, he like put a tube in his mouth, which basically he played music in the background. He's playing not a piano, but a
synthesizer keyboard.
And he put a tube in his mouth, and when he sang, it created the what's it called when they
the auto tune.
Created auto tune. So dude's like putting a tube in his mouth, singing. It sounded cool as heck, and he was just singing the new stuff. It was new, so people would get on there and request it like a little DJ show, and he was singing with it. So he was actually creating something.
There was a content there.
Oh my gosh, guys, thanks for another rose. If the kids diminished, I feel horrible right now, because it's really that's his life. He's enjoying that. And I feel horrible for dissing on it or sounding like I am.
Right.
But I think it was put on. It felt like it was put on. So
Right.
I don't feel that bad.
I don't know. People in TikTok and the content and everything that they're trying to consume right now, they're just putting way too much emphasis on whatever these people are, you know, like whatever they're trying to do. Like why do you have more value as a person, as a TikToker, than just the average person who doesn't care? I mean,
everything has boiled down to that. Like, this is the lowest common denominator, TikTok. It really can't get any broader or lower than that.
Right.
Really.
I mean,
Yeah,
you're right. It's like, I see a lot of muscular dudes flexing.
Yep.
I see a lot of
nothingness is also not flexing, but you know, doing their thing.
17-year-old chicks throwing bows. Yep. Like they just
white people doing terrible dances and getting
27-year-old chicks throwing bows.
Yeah.
Slowly.
And then that, whatever that was, just people like yelling and screaming, and there's colors and I don't know.
I wrote down a note here because you mentioned the redneck tea thing, but it's just not like, I feel like this guy's a genius now. But, you know, I have a riding lawnmower, and I've had it for like 6 years now, and I have to work on it from time to time. And there's one YouTuber who has the same exact lawnmower that I do, and he has disassembled the entire thing, put it back together. Any problem I've ever had with it, he's got a video that I've used to solve it. But he wears the redneck teeth the whole time. He's like, you got to take that 13mm wrench and loosen up the spindle, and then you can lower the deck down. And just, I can't understand, like, but every other word that he's doing, but it's very clear pictures and stuff like that. I thought he was stupid for it. Now I realize the guy's a genius. He's an absolute genius.
Separating himself from the pack.
Absolutely. That's right.
TikTok has ruined things that I would otherwise find enjoyable.
Yes.
Or at least I have like a reasonable doubt at the beginning of a video. I was scrolling through Facebook, and there was the videos thing that they do, and there was this video that immediately I wanted to turn off because I was like, ugh, you know, it's going to be that. But then it turned into a video that I watched like twice in a row. It's this guy from Louisiana who cooks like crazy Cajun food, and he's got like an insanely cool accent and just the way he talks and everything.
Put down, crack a dude.
That's the dude.
Absolutely.
That's money.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
While you wait, you gotta hydrate.
Yeah, and he's very, very funny, and I know it because that dude is genuine. He genuinely sounds like that. He's not putting on, do you think he's putting on an act? Like, of course, to put that on a crack a dude.
Right.
Like, that's his little catchphrase he has, or gotta hydrate, but his accent, that's him. You know, I watched that. It cracked me up like three times. But of course, the moment I saw it, I was like, I wanted to get away from it because of a stupid TikTok video. You know, it's kind of ruined.
They're short and they're addicting, right?
Yeah.
They're designed like China's one, all right?
Yeah.
They don't need to invade us, all right? They sent TikTok over here. It's a Chinese company. You know, it's like the best thing that Trump was ever going to do was to ban that thing. I mean, it's like just fried people's brains in this country where we're not going to stand up to anybody now.
And I remember when it like first started, it was like a breeding ground for 4chan conspiracy theories. Do you remember that? It was the one with like the Wayfair, the furniture company.
Oh, that's right.
So apparently Wayfair had a few items that were like unbelievably priced, like, you know, 10 grand or something. And the name of the furniture was a name of a child who's recently gone missing.
Yeah.
So it'd be the Victoria, and it's $12,000. So the whole conspiracy theory was Wayfair was abducting these children, packing them into the furniture, and then selling the furniture to rich left, you know,
part of a democratic conspiracy.
To then, you know, put into child slavery.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and of course,
it's pretty cheap for a kid.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
You're right.
It was horrible. That's one of the main reasons I thought TikTok was going to get taken down, because it was just like Russian, you know, conspiracy nonsense, troll farm thing, you know, for it. I don't know. So now we've let it invade our lives completely. It's all over the place. And now, again, these TikTok users, I don't know what kind of money they're making. They're all famous for a second or something. And now we've got one that obviously went missing. So Gabby Petito. What is it?
Yeah, Gabs Petito.
So obviously,
She was a famous TikToker.
She was a famous TikToker, and she went missing, right?
See, I think she was a YouTuber. I don't know if she was a TikToker. From everything I've seen, their clout was on IG and YouTube, which, I mean, it's just all the same. The social media environment,
she was a social,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And if I could just say one thing, if we do talk to her, we might have to leave TikTok for a second, but if I could just mention one thing about it, I've almost got it because on YouTube videos, I occasionally get an advertisement about TikTok on there, and it's always like someone's pet hippo. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw
the little pet hit. They got like a pool for it. I want to see that video.
Yeah.
There's plenty of those.
Jay showed me a cat video and a dog video that were pretty good.
Well, that's all I want to see is just the baby hippo video.
The thing is, TikTok, as soon as it's done, it switches, it cards over to the next thing, right? And then you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then it's this... We saw, like, what did we see at first with maybe YouTube with its autoplay, then Netflix with its autoplay, and luckily they break it up with, like, are you still alive? You know, and then now
you sure you don't want to step outside for a little bit? And,
right.
You know, TikTok, or maybe check on your kids?
They've learned how powerless you are to these things, that, like, you're like, one last one, and then it autoplays into the next one, and you're like,
holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, but, and then it autoplays, this is so stupid.
Yeah,
you just watch it all the way through.
TikTok has it is like it's identified itself as such a hip, fresh thing that I have heard people say, like, yeah, I was on TikTok last night for like 5 hours without a hint of shame. I mean, to them, it was like it's their hobby, watching TikTok videos, you know?
I'm going to make TikTok videos about walking around asking people to see their user times on how much they use TikTok.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
I'd make $1 million.
Absolutely. I recently did see a formula of how to make money on TikTok, and it's really not, you don't have to do too much. I mean, obviously the content on there, a lot of it's really shallow and easy to produce, but you don't have to have that many followers. I think it's like, it's 10,000 followers before you start getting a check in the mail from TikTok. So at 10,000, I mean, you could do a million different things, I'm sure, to get 10,000 followers. And that's also like, that's where we are, man, in our society. It's like I've said to you guys before, you say you have to work hard or have a talent or just some dumb luck. Now you just do something stupid on TikTok and make a bunch of money. One of the big trends going on there right now is students TikToking themselves, vandalizing their own schools, you know, like busting the water pipes leading to the toilets, you know, smashing windows at the school and putting videos of themselves on there, getting a bunch of followers and likes, and probably maybe making a little money off of it, but also putting video evidence of themselves committing the act. And they're just like, that's fine, I'll deal with the misdemeanor charge, you know,
when I
get a big old $1,000 check in the mail or whatever.
Or you could be like the guy that the Logan Paul like trashed, with his TikTok video.
Oh my gosh, the guy who quit his job, his $100,000 a year job as a welder, drove 12 hours and begged Logan Paul for a job.
Yeah, and then he said no, and then he filmed himself in the truck outside crying.
Yeah. Oh.
And then saying that I quit everything to do this and this and that. Well, I guarantee you that guy's making a ton of money now. That's what he did.
Just to see him cry.
Everybody, and then there's a ton of bleeding heart people out there.
We should be doing with that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he had a job or whatever. It's just even that type of stupid story will get you now. It's like everybody will. Now he could probably just start a GoFundMe that just says the advancement of me. And then you just put money into
it. That was just one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen as far as internet culture goes, is when that guy goes up to Logan Paul and Logan Paul gives him a chance. Like, all right, what you good at? And he's like, well, I'm kind of good at some TikTok dances.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish Logan Paul would have just knocked him straight to the ground. Knock some sense into him.
Yeah.
You know, go back to wherever you came from and go beg for your job back there.
Yeah.
Because you're pathetic, dude, and you don't deserve
it. He's like,
nothing.
Why would I do that? Why would I hire somebody who has nothing to offer, who's not? He's like, are you ready? Would you be ready for that? And he's like,
I don't think so.
Okay, then.
Like you said, the fact that he even asked those couple of questions, it means that it sounds like he may have given the dude a job right in the spot if he had something to provide.
Yeah, sold himself. And the guy had a 12-hour trip down. Yeah. Most interviews that I've ever had for a job, I'll give it like 20 minutes prep or something. Right. This guy had 12 hours at least to think about what he was going to say to Logan Paul, and that's what he said. Cool, I can do a couple of TikTok dances, and no, I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, and then Logan Paul, did you watch far enough where he was like, well, you know, I mean, get with your friends or your family or something. And he's like, I don't have friends. He's like, you don't have friends? Yeah. Like looks at him like this, and he's like, this guy's lying. You got friends, you know, like a brother. And then he said something along the lines of, well, you knew all these people and all this stuff. He was like, no, I mean, me and my brother.
That's I knew my brother.
Yeah. We ate cereal. Like, I remember one of their old videos was like, one of the first times I heard of the Pauls was them like sitting there eating cereal, making goofy noises. And then at one point they like stuck a cup to his face and sucked it in and went with a cup on his face.
Yeah.
End of video, 5 billion watches. You know, like that's what they did. They're eating cereal, making like, you know, noises.
Could,
I don't know.
Could a part of it be attributed to the fact that they got in on it early?
Sure. I mean, the stupidness of it and the absurdity and this and that.
I just feel like there is an alien civilization that's been collecting our radio transmissions, our television transmissions for all these years. Now the TikTok transmissions are going out into space. And it's only a matter of time before they collect them and they're like, enough of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is over. This is absolutely ridiculous.
And they'll see the ship, be like, what happened?
Yeah.
I like The Sopranos. What? Yeah. That had to end. And then now this. So, obviously we're lending a lot I don't know, like just our times. They'll let TikTokers and YouTubers and famous people like this are famous. I don't know if they'll be famous in a couple of years.
Right.
Because fame needs staying power, right?
I agree.
Can't be just famous for 15 minutes. Like, would you consider...
Or 15 seconds, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, would you consider a NFL player that played for like two seasons and then got cut? Is that a famous guy?
No, you
anymore?
Never remember his name anymore.
Yeah.
If Snoop Dogg only put out Doggy Style, we wouldn't be talking about him every day or every time his birthday came around.
It would be like, but that guy...
Yeah, the one guy, he put
one
out
album.
A great... Like Chingy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh. Chingy ain't famous.
No.
Chingy's at home, like,
that
making TikTok videos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're letting them occupy our mind space and everything. And then, of course, here we are with... I just wanted to talk about Gabby, the thing. I don't want to talk about if she was bad, good at whatever she did. I never watched a single one of her videos. It's just the fact of what I saw on my Facebook was a lot of love going out to her, which is nice. You make a video about that or a post that says my heart goes out to the friends. I got, you know, obviously I shouldn't have any problem with that. But the one thing I kept seeing was people like, I was about ready to quit my job and go and join the search team.
Yeah.
And go up there. And it's like, you know, you still can for the thousands of other girls that are missing. You can you can go do that. You know, it's
absolutely.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
well, they're not Gabby. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're like that, you're a shallow person. Yep. Just a completely shallow person. And the people that are like, I wish I could find her fiance and beat him to death.
Yeah.
You know,
You ever heard of the criminal justice system?
Yeah,
right? A little
yeah.
innocent until proven guilty.
Due process?
Kind of I don't know.
They only want that for themselves and their family.
Right, right.
Yeah, if I kill somebody, yeah. I want to make sure
exactly,
that I get due process.
Yeah, Gabby's fiance, bury him under the prison.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I don't know. That's all I saw. And that big one struck out to me like, and then another one was, I'm shaking as I write this. I'm shaking as I write this and say that I just want to, you know, like, and it's, I don't know what she's done. I've never watched a video. It's a missing girl who is probably killed. I mean, has it been confirmed that those remains they found are hers?
Yeah, this morning.
So totally confirmed.
Yep.
So that's sad. A person, and a blank human being that was like something happened
to her.
And
they're ruling a homicide.
Ruling homicide on it. Always sad.
Yes.
But
it happens all the time.
All the time.
But it's because these people had a little bit of a YouTube follow or just cute or something. Is it because she's cute? I mean, cute women get kidnapped and killed all the time. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Mostly, right?
Yeah.
That's a big attraction for killing in the woods somewhere is just being a cute girl.
Yep.
You know? So,
no female Easy Mart employees getting kidnapped.
No, I don't imagine
Not around here.
Not around here. Not with... She got a new name. We gave her a name. We were calling her Biggie Smalls because she makes the same noise that Biggie does before he starts his rap. He goes, baby, like that. So she does that whenever it's like, can I buy a pack of cigarettes? And she's like, it's like she needs it so much. She needs to expel oxygen to be able to lift her arm. So that's Biggie Smalls over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I saw her.
Biggie
Smalls. Or we can call her Tiny. You know, it's one of those. Yeah. And then. like literally, yeah, I won't get too much specifics going on, but I rolled up one morning. It's like 4:45 in the morning, right? No, I'm the only one there. I pull up and she's trying to make her way outside with a cigarette. And I like get out of my car and I'm walking up to the doors and she's like, oh, you know, and now has to make the long trip around the counter, which is like 40 seconds, you know, and then finally gets to the front and, you know, gets cigarettes and all that. And she's like following me on the way out. Mm. And as I'm like almost to the door, ba-ding, another person comes in, you know, and I'm like, you got to be quick, Easy Mart smoking. Like, you got to be quick on your feet.
Right.
You can't just like, you know, be the.
Yeah,
you can't be the boulder from Indiana Jones. All right, you gotta run. And as soon I go out to my car, sit in it. That guy's done, and she's doing the other walk around. And as I'm sitting there, it's like it's like five other vehicles pull up right at the same time. I'm like, yes, shouldn't be smoking anyway. You're either 400 pounds or you smoke. You can't do both.
You can't. You should not. Your heart can't take it.
Yeah. You said she was in there with all kinds of different homies, right?
She had like an entourage there the other day. Yeah.
Early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in the way of your
and
purchasing.
All talking trash and stuff. And I don't know. They were all going at it. And I did not listen to a word.
I would never try and make fun of somebody who has a serious, serious health issue like that if they weren't also just a seemingly bad person, like just bad personality, like just no
she
customer
probably gives
service.
Poison to kids and stuff.
Yeah, you know? I'd imagine. And the stench. There's another. It's a new type of stench. It's one I can identify.
Oh,
unlike
yeah.
that other guy.
Oh, okay.
That was like something that like scientists have been working on. This smell that's
weaponized
unknown,
odor.
Weaponized biochemical odor warfare. That one I know it. I know it. It's folds that ain't being scrubbed proper. Yeah. So, and there's a mushroom smell too. It's like it's earthy.
Earthy. Yeah.
You know, earthy.
Probably growing something under
there. Yeah.
Yikes. The lesson I think to be learned with this whole Gabby Petito thing is that we maybe need to take a step back from the amount of veneration, the amount of credence we give these social media influencers, these social media stars. You know, so many people live their lives based off whatever they're seeing or information, or they're just addicted to what they're seeing from these people because it seems like such a good quality, perfect, you know, just a Hallmark movie life that they live. These two are perfect. People, you look at, I went through some of their Instagram photos and people are just like, you guys are just like the cutest, perfect couple. It's so amazing what you guys are doing. Yeah, real amazing. One dude's one dude, a homicide suspect, is missing. Nobody can find him. Yeah. Yeah. And his fiance, they found dead in a canyon, you know, out in the desert. You know, real perfect how that ended.
Right.
Again, maybe just we need to take a step back that these are just fake lives that people are presenting on here. And if you've seen any of the police, the body cam footage from their – because, of course, there was some kind of domestic violence incident between – Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie, her fiance, which the police actually ruled that he was the victim of whatever the DV incident was. And but in any case, you watch the body cam footage where they interview this girl. She's like, man, she's mentally, there's crazy stuff going on in her head.
Right.
Obviously, she's, again, what the point of that being is that she is, man, they're fake. They're fake people.
Right.
And look at how it all ended.
Right. So maybe it turns out they're human.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But let's just be a little real with ourselves, y'all.
2 weeks from now, he shows back up with his attorney, and he was actually being beaten in the midst of it, and he killed her. That's why. See, there's an argument. There's always something. It's always crazy.
But if there's a playbook on how to look guilty, he is following it step by step. You
absolutely.
Know?
He's definitely O.J. Simpsoning it.
He's like Trump after the whole Russia investigation thing. Yeah. You know, he's like, it's like, hey, sure, it probably wasn't true, but you are sure, man, you are sure making yourself look guilty about the whole thing.
Caught on hot mics asking Don Jr. to go and kill him. Just kill him, all right? No, I didn't mean it then. I meant the royal kill him.
yeah. Yeah, right.
Silence him. No. But speaking of how much social media has invaded our lives, I've been kind of tied up with trying to figure out how to even say this. If I just don't want to have to talk about the posts that I may or may not have interacted with. There was a post recently that I was involved in that I commented and liked to the person that made the post, not physically. Yeah. I didn't press the button and make a generic reply.
I got
or
you.
Whatever.
You actually saw him and you said, oh,
yes.
Okay.
And then I got this thing like way after, like, you didn't even like or comment on my post. And I said,
no,
I did. I liked and commented it to you.
Yeah. I physically told you how much
I
liked it and commented about it.
Yes. And that was just, you know, I can't believe it's to the point now. Like, you know,
it ain't real if it's if it ain't happening
right,
on Facebook.
Right. Yeah. And it's like I would delete it in a second if it wasn't for either like family or the podcast. If I wasn't trying to do either of those, I would probably just have one that was like a blank face. I wouldn't promote, like, just have like a couple family members because it's easy to talk to somebody through it.
Yep,
right.
Sure. Yep, absolutely. I agree. If I didn't have to use it for social media, for the radio station and personally, you know, promotion of entertainment stuff,
right,
I would totally only use it for my family and that's it.
Right.
I would go lock down on everything, delete everybody besides the one thing that my dad uses. Basically, my dad would be the only one.
Right. And that's, I just don't understand. I can't believe, like, I wonder how, I can't believe you. We've got our producer in the room just making noise, dropping things.
Like video.
She hasn't laughed one time.
She dropped something nervously. Pick it up if you need it. Golly. I was going to say, I mean, you guys are not there. And or luckily, like, you guys have started your relationship, I think, before a lot of this just took a stranglehold on everything.
Sure.
Right.
Gotcha.
But to be involved in a relationship that actually requires like upkeep of social media.
Oh, man.
Is I don't want to ever be that. I don't ever want it to be in a conversation about anything.
No.
Like if we're going to have a serious discussion and there's a post brought up, I might flip my lid. I might do that.
I had to a little bit. I mean, I went ahead and did the thing. But when Caitlin put baby announcement on Facebook, she like knew that I didn't like it. And I mean, it had a 200 likes or something. I don't know if she went through and saw that I wasn't in the list or something, but she called me out on it. She was like,
She was just like, the optics are bad. As other people are going to look and see who's liked it or whatever, and they're not going to see your name on there. And she's like, you need to go and do it. I was like, I'll get to it. Don't worry. A few days later, I did it my own way. You know, I did it like three days later.
When you wanted to.
No. Yeah, absolutely. But it's like, come on. And it's like I told her, and she's like, I know. It's really meaningless, but it's just something you have to do. Like, that's the world we live in, I guess.
You say no. But I guarantee you there's 25 people that have gone through every single person that's liked that and seen who is liked and who's not and who's going, who's not, and who's the people.
Maybe that was part of the evidence of, again, the rumor circulating around that I'm depressed about my baby is because I didn't like any of the posts on Facebook.
No. We figured it out.
People are going through seeing, you didn't, have you heard? And then Patrick all the way now like down to Ashdown.
The rumor mill has been churning about Patrick not liking his wife's Facebook post, and he's depressed about his baby now.
Yeah, yes. You don't want the child now. No. That's what she was told.
That or my wife has such a tight control over me that she needs to maintain my Facebook presence and all that, so I'm not allowed to do anything on there without her permission.
A lot of times I want to stand up for this stupid thing that I believe in where I'm just like, that's not our lives.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I liked and commented it to you.
Exactly.
You know, and now I'm like, am I going to just throw away my values and everything? But also it's like, if there's a hill to die on, it's definitely not like a liking of a Facebook post. Like, it's the easiest thing in the world. But like, I'm telling you, I almost did it last night. I was like, no, I can't do it. I just had to throw my phone down.
That is so where we're at, you know? If you don't put your vacation or whatever on Facebook, it's like it didn't happen, you know? I mean, I've told people before, like oh, yeah, we went to this so-and-so a few weeks back, and they're like, well, I never saw anything on your Facebook page. What are you calling me, a liar? You know?
I called you and told you how good a time we were having. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
I think that's why selfies are so big, too. If you don't get a selfie in front of you or in front of the Grand Canyon,
if you
just stole that picture of the Grand Canyon online. Yeah, you got that off Wikipedia.
You all right, bro?
That was funny. Did it even happen? Yeah. I mean, you Photoshop you out of it and it's just your wife in it or something. Yeah. I don't know. I think they're even invading our dreams now. What would you call it? Veneration, you said?
Yeah.
This upholding of famous people. Now, Patrick recently had some dreams that I was really hoping could we get into that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Could we talk about it? Now, the people in his dreams, though, can you tell just a little bit about your dream? I just thought it was so funny.
Sure.
If you don't want to.
It's really weird, and I don't know why. But, yeah, I had a dream that I'll tell the full story, of it. But we were somewhere. That's how it's going to be. It's going to be
somewhere. Always
somewhere. It's always somewhere. Yeah. Not sure where it was.
Oh, it wasn't like the place. Like, it's always like I was at my house, but you know it wasn't my house. But I was at my house.
Yeah, it was
like
definitely in the dream. I think I described to you. I think it was DaQueen, or maybe somewhere bigger, or maybe if DaQueen was bigger, it was DaQueen.
Right,
you know, something like that. And but I just remember being in this room. It was like a conference room with a round table, and it was myself, my wife, and then you, Jay, and then you, Tyler, and then Mel Gibson and Johnny Depp in there. So it was all of us, however many people that is. And it was just a little round table talk. My wife didn't say anything. She was just swooning over Mel Gibson the whole time. Like, ignore. I remember, like, trying to ask her a couple things. She's like, yeah. And, you know, it just.
Current Mel Gibson or?
No, this was, like, ransom Mel Gibson. Yeah. What ladies want Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Okay. Not new. Not this one, but also not, like, Mad Max, Mel Gibson, all right, not that
middle-aged.
Very handsome middle-aged man.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Depp looked like a
Tyler was swooning over him.
Yeah.
Actually, so in the dream, Mel Gibson absolutely loved Tyler. It's like almost like you were the son he never had. I don't know if he has any sons or what, or if he does, they're pieces of shit, and he wanted you to be a son.
Right.
So he just loved you. In any case, the two of them had moved to Ashdown for whatever reason, and time's tough for both of them, I guess, some marital issues.
Of course,
issues.
That'd be big news.
Yeah.
That'd be big news.
I think they were keeping on the down low, but for whatever reason, Mel Gibson met you, loved you. You, Jay, kept being like, man, I loved you in Castaway. And Mel Gibson's like, dude, that's not me. And I think you said, like, all right, Saving Private Ryan is like, nope, still it's Tom Hanks again. You know, you just kept throwing. And like, I remember you just like, you were thinking, you were like, okay, Boys in the Hood. That's what it was. And he's like, nah, again, man, that was Ice Cube. But any case,
looks just like you.
Johnny Depp kept making these weird noises the whole time. Like, I wasn't sure if he was trying to say something or something was wrong with him or whatever. We were all just ignoring him, absolutely ignoring him. I know a couple times in the dream I went out for like a smoke break and he followed me out there and I had to tell him, like, dude, I'm trying to get away from you, okay? Like, please stop following
Johnny
me.
Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Poor Johnny Depp. Nobody wants to hang out with him.
Yeah. But at one point, like, he finally was like, you know what that sound is that I keep making? And we're all like, what? What is it? And he's like, that's the sound a bag of potato chips makes when you open it. And we're just like, okay, all right.
That's his big joke?
Yeah, that's his big joke.
It got nothing?
And that's it.
That's the dream, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
See, you're now involved in it. You've venerated these celebrities too much. Now they're in your dreams, and you're wishing you could be friends with Mel Gibson like I'm friends with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that type of dream, I want you to write that dream out, and then I'll pay somebody like a professional dream analyst or something. Give that to them and be like, yeah, go ahead.
I got you.
Yeah, good luck. You know, that'll be your hardest dream yet. Analyze it. Tell me what it means.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been struggling. It's one of those dreams that stays with you for a couple of days and you really don't like your.
Well, you know.
Once I do meet Mel Gibson, I'm probably going to screw the whole encounter up because of this dream.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And well, Johnny Depp, I'll never be able to watch another movie of his.
See, now, Mel Gibson was the baby. Because the wife was now swooning over the baby.
Yeah.
Okay. I was your money because I was just making stuff.
No, Mel Gibson represents your anti-Semitic nature.
Yeah. I remember thinking that in the dream too about that. I was just like, oh, let's just see. It's like, this is great. Mel Gibson's all great talking to you, but let's keep it kosher. All right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it. I had a dream about you, Jay Lindley, too, and I'll confront you live over it, about it, without telling you beforehand. I had a dream that I had to fire you. And it was a dream where you were just on a tear. You were just making people cry and just super mean. And at one point, I had to be like, man, you're going to have to chill. And you were like, what? What? You can't fire me? And you're going to fire me and this and that? And I was like, I had to fire you. That's like, funny. It was in front of everybody. And I was like, you know, I'm going to have to fire you. And then so you had your office, and it was all filled with...
Which I don't have one, by the way.
Right, right. You had an office, and it was filled with buckets of just your belongings, like as if you were ready to be fired at any point. Like,
so, and I leave my bucket every time.
Yeah, yeah. So you we kicked your buckets all the way to your car.
Get it?
Yeah, and then, of course, I was, like, crying. Because I was like, and you were too. We were like, all right, and you understood what had happened. And I was like, I'm sorry. And then I had to go to the big man in the corner's office and tell him that I fired you. He was like, what? Like, he was super upset. And I woke up from the dream and immediately had to come here and face you. And for some reason, you know, sometimes you have a dream about somebody like that. It's like they know you had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I know you fired me last night, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had those. I think I've talked before where my wife has a dream where I've cheated on her and she like hates me all day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she just cold shouldering me all day long, you know?
For sure.
And then I finally have to ask, like, what happened? And she was like, I had a dream about you last night.
Oh, Lord.
Remember, dreams is different from reality.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You're always switching them.
Yeah.
I've woke up with Laura just mean staring me from the pillow. And I think it had something to do with that.
You got a phone to your dome, didn't you?
Well, I dodged it.
Okay.
Like when George W. dodged that shoe that got thrown at him. It was just like that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But she threw her phone at me one time, woke up, and then started yelling, where is she? Where is she? And I'm like, I really don't know what you're talking about. Let me draw you a chart, okay, of dreams versus reality.
Yeah.
Study that if you would.
Well, this dreams and reality talk is brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Speaking of her mean mugging you, it was probably because we hadn't plugged her in the podcast yet. That's why she was mean mugging you. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen. Downtown DeQueen. Historic downtown DeQueen. Antiquated downtown DeQueen. She has 20 plus years of experience on her side in her multilingual office.
That's very impressive.
That's super impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 870-642-4462 is the number to call. She's licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. So if you have any legal troubles at all, she handles
Brian
a lot
Laundry.
Of... Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, she's
no.
The other side.
No, yeah. She handles a lot of divorces. She handles a lot of kids' domestic issues and
custody and adoption.
Adoption.
Property issues.
Property issues. She makes sure that you get what's coming to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make sure the other side gets what's coming to them.
Probates.
What is it?
Probates. Somebody passes away.
There you go. Well,
actually, she and I would be remiss to not say this in the moment. If you would go ahead and take care of your business before you die, your homies, the people that are getting you stuff, they won't fight as much. I promise.
Happens all the
time.
Right.
But if you get it fixed, taken care of beforehand, then it's much cleaner after you go ahead and pass on.
She needs to have some specials, like a 2-for-1 will sale or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Buy one divorce, get another free.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like for in the future, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like once you get a divorce, you're likely to probably have more in the future.
Get your divorce through me. Your next one's half off.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah.
Recommend me to friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Send you 50 bucks. A bird dog fee.
She's not Saul Goodman. Oh, man. Service with a smile with Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen. Use that 20-plus years of experience on your side.
Yeah.
Tyler, you fire me in a dream, and you better wake up and apologize.
I like it.
A little reference there.
Yeah. I wouldn't ever want to do that.
I know.
I don't think.
That hurt my feelings just I'm listening sorry. To your dream.
I wanted to be open and honest about it. No, absolutely. The podcast. Yeah, and not tell you that. Offhand, you know, like a like a grub.
Right.
I'll just respect on it.
The whim of them, you know, just on a whim, you're fired.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you've had to fire a couple of people in your current position, and I think the first one was my favorite, and I don't know if you want to talk about it or not.
Sure.
Because of just how absurd the whole thing was. I fired a few people in various jobs I've ever had. It always sucked, but the second it was over with, the second they were out the door, I was like, dang, I should have done this like six months ago.
That's how it always is. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off or something. You just tear it off and then let it breathe.
You had to fire somebody who was
quit. It was the easiest firing ever.
I think that's what you had, but you had to also like let them know that you're not welcome back.
Right? All right, that's true.
When he's like, "So do I still get a paycheck?" Right? Like, no.
So here's how it happened. It was brand spanking. I was very green at the radio station. Now, with a little backstory on this fellow, I had some run-ins with him in the past. Now he's a
me too.
Yeah, he's an eccentric character around here, a known person. Personality, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's Mexican Kramer.
He looks like Kramer, he acts like him, he's got the same facial expressions. You imagine him coming in every day with some wacky ideas like I'm turning my house into like levels. Like I got I'm building levels in my house.
Ripped out my bathtub, put a hot tub in
there. Exactly. Stuff like that. So my first encounter with this guy was when I was in sales. I was selling furniture. This is years and years ago. And he comes up. He was working for the radio station at this point, and
for quite a few years.
He came into the furniture store, and he's like talking all this stuff about how I'll trade you ads for furniture. And I was like, I didn't know how ads worked at a radio station. I don't even know really who this guy is. So I'm like, yeah, sounds good. You know, like we know him, like he's on the radio. That's what we knew for sure. So sounded good to us. We'll set and not trade completely. I'll give you a good deal and I'll set you up on a good payment plan if you take care of us, get us some ads, some mentions on the radio and this and that. So that's how it all started. Sold him a refrigerator on like a payment plan. No money down, just get us some ads going. And we never heard him. I remember my super redneck boss calling in a few times being like, I ain't never heard our ad on this. Like, well, you don't speak Spanish, so we can't know that for sure. So we're going to have to like employ somebody to like listen. You know, and find our ads. And they never happened.
I'm sure he would have maybe still got like, tome asiento. Robert Rose, furniture.
Yeah, exactly. Furniture.
And he would always come by like way late, you know, miss a couple payments, then come in with his like Kramer face, you know, like here's half of the one of the payments I've missed, you know? And I'm like, I'm ready to take any money you can give me. So I'm like, all right, take that. See you in a week then for the rest of it, you know? And he just kept dodging me, kept ducking me until his account went just completely delinquent. Mm-hmm. And at that point, like, no numbers worked for him and this and that. And that was the last time I saw this guy. And then the next time I saw this guy, I'm hired at the radio station as his boss. Like, that's so I just walk in. His face, when he saw me, looked like a ghost. He went as pale as he could. And he, you know, and he ducked me. He avoided me at every, like, I would walk. I saw him once, like, almost walk out of the thing, and I was walking down the hallway, and he was, like, you know, sucked back in. Like, well, I was just looking at something, you know. And finally, it gets to the point where, the thing is, I didn't want to say much to him because I didn't know how to at all to run any radio station. Still don't. But I, you know, especially with that one, I was like, I'm kind of hands off on it at this particular moment until all of a sudden he's gone for like 3 days or something and like nothing's being done. And I don't know that, you know, because I'm not listening in on it. So eventually I get word that it's all not being done. And he reaches out to one of our production assistants, who's now also fired, but reached out to her and said, hey, can you take care of the logs? I'm in Denver. I'm in Colorado on a job. I'm doing a job out here. I was like, well, you're not doing your job here.
Yeah, it's like a job. Like, he was going out there to like shingle roofs for a summer or something. You know, he's like, I'll be back in 4 or 5 months.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's what I learned. He
wasn't going to the National Guard or something.
No. He just texts her asking her to take care of the logs, and she didn't really know how to do them. Came to me with them, and I'm like, well, I don't know. So I give him a call. You know, and he's like, it's okay. My son's coming down. You know, my son will be there in a little bit. He knows how to do them, you know. And at that point, I didn't know the extent of how long. I'm like, all right, well, just, you know, let me know when you're back and we can figure it out. So his son gets there and his son has no idea how to do the logs. And he comes to me. Never met this kid in my life. He's like, you know how to do these? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I had to, like, fire this kid that I didn't hire.
He wasn't even hired.
That's what makes this so hard.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, sitting on the other end of that. I'm like, I have no need for you, no use. I don't know how to do those, and I can't teach you how to do them in this amount of time. So it's just like, I knew how to do them. I was just like, I'm not going to teach you how to do it. So this kid had to, like, get a ride there, and then he asked me for a ride home. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. So then I call this guy back, and that's when he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be gone for a few months. I'm like, what? A few months, you know? And
this is like a day, Monday through Friday job
you
had, right?
Yes, of course. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
he was a program director for a radio station. Right. You know, that's
to at least show up once a day.
At least once a day.
At least once a day.
Yeah. Show us Kramer face around, and eventually he lets me know that he was hoping that his son could do the job and he would continue collecting the checks for the few months. And I was like, no. You know, like at that point it was like, you're fired, man. Yeah. Like, do I actually have to say it? You know, you're not welcome back.
Yes. If you're firing somebody, back, you do still
I
have
do
to tell
technically
them.
Yeah. Have,
you have
to say,
you're fired.
And that was the next day. Like that night I kind of just left it at what it was left at. And then the next day after the show, I like close the door in here and get him up on the phone, and I'm just like, you know, so yeah, man, you know, sorry, but you know, you left, you didn't tell anybody, you tell me you're going to be gone for a few months, you tell me you want to collect the check, that none of that's happening, you know. And of course I guess I have to tell you, you're not coming back when you're back, because in 3 months I'll have either sorted it myself or found somebody who'll take care of it. And he was very like, oh, I understand. You know, like, okay, easy, super easy. And then he arrived. A few months later, he's like back in town. Mexican Kramer, you know, is back in town. Yeah, he kicks the door open. Yeah, and that's when he, like,
I was started, just hanging out with Bob Sacamano.
Yeah. Juan Sacamano. And
that's crossing the line.
I'm sorry.
All right, too
fine.
Far.
All right. Well,
Roberto Sacramento.
There you go. He shows up at the radio station like a bunch of times, like a stray cat. Like, I was like, get out of here. You know, like, I had to keep doing that. And he would come in through the back before I was like, dude, you come through the front door now. Like, I remember having to tell that. And he would come through the front door, and our receptionist would just let him through to the back. And then I would like come there. I would come back from like a lunch or something like that. And she's like, yeah, he's back there. I'm like, why is he back there? He doesn't work here. Call the police. You know? Yeah. Like it was more than just coming to gather things. Like I come back and he's on the computer. Oh, hey, I was just trying to do this thing. I you know, it was during Christmas time, I'm pretty sure. And he was like, I thought I'd play this Christmas CD. And I remember walking over to it, like opening it, taking it out, putting it in its case and handing it to him. Like, no, we're not playing Christmas CD music. All right. Like, great idea. It was a great idea. But because he did it, I was like, no, that's not happening. You know? And then he kept trying to set up this Spotify on there to play music, but our internet isn't reliable enough. Right. And even if our internet goes off and on like that, it doesn't reconnect to that particular computer.
Oh,
you
nice.
Have to like yeah. manually do it.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, it's not happening. I'm just playing local music.
Everything would be working fine on the station, and then he would pop in on one of
yes.
these, and we looked just enough similar. He would dodge me. Right. I think he just thought I was you or something, but he would dodge us, go back there, and then all of a sudden things weren't working anymore.
Right.
And then he would go over to the big man in the corner's office and start talking about, like, yeah, Tyler doesn't know what he's doing. Man, he was like coming in here and sabotaging this place, you know?
Absolutely. Before I told him for real that last time I was, and this last time I was here. Later at night, and I'm smoking outside, and he pulls his jalopy up and up to the back towards me, and he bums a smoke off me, and I'm like standing there. Of course, I'm like 10 feet taller than this guy, you know, like looking down at him, just like, but here's your smoke, pop, you know. And he like, that's when he really laid it on, like, I would like to be back and this and that. I said, you're not gonna be ever back in that studio again. It's just not happening.
Yeah,
you know, and this and that. And we haven't seen him since.
True,
so
true.
That was the easiest firing for sure ever, you know. Another one, the only two firings I've had to do here are people I'm like, come on, you quit, you know, you're gonna make me fire you, you
right,
quit,
right, right,
you know. And because the second one was like 4 days, no call, no show, you know, technically, you know,
absolutely,
you texted me once or twice.
How many days you get? No call, no show.
It's supposed to be three at a local business where there's it's a right to work show. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one day. I mean
you just disappeared for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. It's better something be emergency went on.
You're going to have a darn good excuse.
There was in the hospital.
There was
none.
It was like, oh, my alarm didn't go off for 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
That's a stupor right there.
Yeah. And she messed up one of our live remotes because she's supposed to run the board for our live remotes and stuff. So, I mean, that was an easy one, too. I just gave her a call, and I was like, so do I need to explain why? You know, I'm sure you get it.
Do you have any stuff that you left
here?
I'll put it out back.
She obviously didn't get it because she applied for
unemployment. She did. And I had to fight it.
It was like a job. She got like 12 hours a week. I mean, how the hell do you get unemployment for that?
And she ended up getting none.
Good.
And we recently got that letter back saying due to the sufficient amount of evidence, we've determined that unemployment is not available for this particular person. Well, I don't care.
Ultimately.
Yeah, ultimately. I mean,
but as the boss that let someone go or whatever, no unemployment hike in insurance. So unemployment insurance hike. So you're good.
Yeah. And then you look like you show your support for that. You look like some fat cat tycoon industrialist walking through and
smoking a cigar in my ass.
Profit is the only important thing around
here.
Right.
Hey, that's what I got canceled on TikTok for.
What'd you get canceled on TikTok for?
Because I asked the comment, why would you create a business just to make the exact same amount as all your employees?
Right.
Oh, well, you're just saying you want to create a business to make a fortune off the backs of other people. Well, that's not exactly how I put it, but I mean, you create a business so you can make money.
You can employ people, they make money, and
we all make a lot
more. That's what.
And you I would like to make more, maybe you open a second business and hire more people.
Right.
Yeah. No,
so
they
were people calling Jay Lindley lose your job and everything, and Jay Lindley
hashtag lose. No, yeah. They okay. So TikTok basically you
because the cancel that's a strong word.
It is. So they make another video with my comment, and then they make their whole other video about it, and then they comment on top of that. So the regular one went 100,000 something, you know, likes or whatever, and then the response comment got like 50,000 something or whatever.
Dang. So you were right up in that category, like those TikTok videos where it's like Subway's tuna sandwiches is not tuna. Okay.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So Well, I'm glad you still have your job. I'm glad still, nobody called Bunyard Broadcast Inc. Yep. and calling to cancel Jay Lindley.
I know. I know. So,
and you still have your TikTok account.
But read some of those horrible, horrible things they said about me. Yeah, oh, yeah, no. they didn't delete me or nothing. So
oh, okay. For having an opinion.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for asking a question even.
Can't even ask a question you in don't today's want TikTok to, society.
Yeah. You want to deal with all the politics and all the taxes and all the stuff that comes with owning a business, but you don't want to make more money? I mean,
right.
Cool. That's cool. If that's truly your goal is to make exactly the amount of money and you're employing your friends and you're all doing exactly what you want to do, like having fun working radio, and the three of us went into a radio business and the three of us made the exact same amount of money, I can understand that.
I can see that kind of business where you plan on making as much as your employees is probably a business that's not going to last forever, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that also implies, like, you're not really going to grow a whole lot, really.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Or I guess everybody grows or something.
I've been seeing a lot of ads for this guy with like long hair. I guess he's a big business guy now or something, maybe a TikTok businesser. He's like this kind of hippie looking dude, long hair, and he's like, here's why paying my employees 70 grand a year has maybe. Have you seen that? I've never clicked on it, but I'm like, not everybody can. Whatever you got is not normal, my friend. Whatever's going on
with
you. I'm
sure that means he's making like $7 million a year something, you know, and paying his folks $70,000. That's fine. Right. Absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah. But like he's saying it as if, you know, this is the business model that you should adapt. Adopt.
Right.
Adopt.
Exactly.
Not adapt. You should adapt to adopting this business model. And I'm like, have you seen some of the businesses around here? You think that he's like, which I won't call out by name, but they're just like, huh, maybe if I pay this meth head 70 grand a year, my business will grow. It's not going to work.
And there's somewhat of an implication too. If you're the business owner, you probably figure that you have a better understanding of money than your employees do. And that's why you want to have a growing business, not one that's just stagnant.
And a bigger risk too. Ultimately, you're the one who started it.
Yeah,
they don't always have
the liability's all on you, you know. Yeah. They can file for unemployment. You can't, you know, if it all goes under.
Yeah. You filled out an application and got a background check. You don't deserve as much as I do.
Right.
All right. Like, so that's the whole thing is just talking about how all you said is that that's capitalism business thing.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That's all business, right? That's
and most business owners, they pump some amount of their money back into the business to grow it. You know, we all want to hammer on Exxon and Chevron and the big, you know, oil industry companies. But when you look, they like 95% of their profits they sink into new development. Which,
but what about sometimes the personal profits that they get to cut?
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. There's a big time, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe in the low millions. You know, take home at the end of the year, but the vast majority of those profits get sunk into finding new energy reserves, which is like one of the like maybe 10% of the time that works out.
Right.
You know, literally those companies sink a lot of money into holes that never produce anything.
Right. Right. So, okay.
Yeah.
You defend
big oil.
Big oil.
It's just their high profits.
Okay. That's funny.
There you go. Well,
I like driving around, so I like gasoline. Okay. And
I'm a consumer of gasoline. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, it tastes good.
Yeah,
especially diesel.
Yeah. It's a little tangy.
Yeah. If it's sweet.
Well, Jay Lindley been putting premium in his vehicle. You taste that?
You don't talk. You do not talk while you're in here.
Who let her out of her?
I don't know.
Out of her cuffs? No.
We've been having this little like gremlin creeping around, going from one side of the room, taking videos, and then now a comment.
Yes.
I will not have it. I will not stand for it. Whisper hot and spicy out of a mic, will you?
Right.
On my podcast. Oh, goodness. Well, we do want to thank.
Wait for it to come up and be like, you got a really long nose coming out of your hair. Or
I'm blaming
you.
Boo! Be more funny.
I know.
Do it again.
Jay Lindley's clove cigar is making me talk backwards.
Ready and
all right.
I lost it. It's gone.
All right. All right. Well, on that note, we want to give a big thank you to Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Yes.
We want to tell you to go and drink all the beverages that you possibly can from hosting.
What happened? Did we lose it?
She's making noises. You're not hearing this?
I heard it.
Are you not hearing this? You can't be making noises. Honestly, I was about to thank Ashley. She's off the list now.
Maybe she'll make it to the next podcast.
Yeah, this isn't happening again. We have a dynamic here, all right? And you gremlin in the corner making all kinds of noises just isn't working. Throw me off. No, no, okay.
One thing I did want to bring up real quick is this: our Mexican Kramer friend, ex-employee. Every interaction I've ever had with him has always ended like it's like disappointed is how I feel after the interaction, multiple time after time after time, and I know his like after before everything and after everything that he says, he always makes the same noise. Do you remember that? That one like that. You already know I'm gonna screw this up, but you're asking me anyway. Yeah. So,
Can you give out your quote by him?
No. No.
The business quote. The work he was to perform for you.
I needed some work done at the wife's office. And
Laura Lynn, the attorney in law.
Downtown on the square.
20 plus years of experience.
And I need the facade cleaned, power washed. And I had seen a power washer at a local place for a certain price on it. So I knew this number. I was thinking about doing it myself, but he had did the local radio station. I was like, oh, it looked good. I'll pay for somebody local to have it done. He quoted me $800. And if you know the wife, the facade of the wife's building, it's not, I mean, most of it's windows. I didn't want to power wash the windows.
Yeah. Right.
I just want the power wash.
Bust them right out. Yeah.
Oh, so, they're clean.
Yeah. But so I was like, $800, dude, what do you do? And he's like, well, I got to rent the machine.
He doesn't even have it.
I got to rent a scaffolding so I can get up to the high spots. I got to hire another guy to help me because it's 2 days work if I don't have a guy. And then I'm like, what? So he broke down $800 real quick on how it was going to cost it. I was like, I'll do it myself.
So I
bought the $250 machine and I did it myself. Yeah, exactly. Now I own it.
Spent a couple hours doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Now, how much would you have charged to do that for somebody? And let's say you actually needed the money and wanted to work.
$150 to $200.
There you go.
Yeah. Because you have the machine. It's an investment.
I have the machine. It's an investment. Yes. Yeah. So I could. Right. So if he would have done he would have went and bought the machine and charged me $400, made $150, got the machine for free. Now he's got the machine.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Yeah.
That guy is the worst. You have one more thing?
One more story, yeah.
He just approached. He's like, hey, I'll power wash the front for you. And you're like, okay, sounds good. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to have to rent the machine. I need help. I need this. I need that. I don't have a pair of shoes. Can you get me those? I mean, gas for my vehicle.
I don't know if I told you this story, but you guys know that I drive a distance between two cities to go to work every day. And I feel like if I see somebody on the side of the road that needs a ride or whatever, I'm going to give them a ride, at least to as far as I'm going.
Right.
So I'm coming to work one morning, and I see a car broke down on the big, long stretch. So I'm like, I'll pull over, see if at least I can take them back to this area and give them a ride to civilization. And pull up and...
Uncivilized animal.
Yes. Yeah. Pull up, and who is it? None other than the man that Tyler had fired not 5 weeks ago.
What? He was back in town that early?
No, it was 5 weeks after he'd tried to come back for the last time.
Oh, got you. Awkward.
That was.
Did you like give speed him a hand? Off? Did you?
No, no. I offered. He's like he had his daughter coming already. Already got her hold over.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
He's perpetually shrugging.
Yes. Or like doing this, the scales.
Yeah.
The scales of
maybe not.
Yeah, yeah. It's always that. Oh goodness. Anything more on Kramer?
He and I had a yell fight here in the studio once.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you yell at him about?
Was he yelling? He was. I basically said, "Why are you acting like a crybaby about something that wasn't going right?" And he just threw a fit. And I said, "What'd you?" I gave him the whole "What'd you say?" And he's like, "Ugh," and walked off. And Carolyn once said to me, or Carolyn came in and was like, "Is everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, this dude who doesn't get loud or nothing ever just kind of threw a hissy fit at me."
Yeah,
for. No reason of mine. It was all his fault.
Right.
His issues. I don't know.
I love it. I love this guy.
His official greeting is, can I borrow $20 from you?
Yes.
And he's not liked in the community either. Everybody's like, oh, that guy's a shyster.
He's a charlatan.
A charlatan.
I thought it was weird because he was a preacher of his church.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. And he was a terrible singer. I don't know if you ever caught him bellowing something. I don't know what he would sing, but he would sing back there in that one studio room so loud.
You're sitting there trying to record news, and what kind of what did he sound like? He used to do it.
It was. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of what he was. He was Ave Maria. I mean, just like that. Like, dude, please stop. All right.
And you're like trying to record news. And
I'm like catching it in catching it through the mic, and that you just hear it like haunting in the back.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, maybe we'll have pulled together some more stories. Maybe we'll see him around town bumming, you know, panhandling or something, and we can have something else on.
I haven't seen him in a minute. So.
Senior Kramer.
I know. It's been a while.
All right, I like it. Well, we're going to end it there. Thanks to all the people. Laura Lindley, attorney at law. I was trying to say thank you to Mountain Fork Brewery and Hochatown Distilling Company, but Ashley was going boom, 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 boom.
Is that what that was? I thought it was like a phone going
background.
Off.
She was trying to give the background music. Right. That's what she was trying to do.
You need a mic. You need a mic.
What did we even talk about in this episode?
I remember.
Is this actually, have we started it?
No, not yet. We're ending it. Yeah. We're going to end it before we actually start it this time.
You fire me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
I'm sorry, Jay Lindley. I didn't mean to.
I'm going to go cry in the car.
Yeah. Just don't let Jay Bunyard know, or else I'm fired. We're bringing Jay Lindley back. All right?
My heart goes out to missing TikTok stars all across the world.
Yes. Okay. There we go.
Yes. Definitely.
Born and Raised Festival. Yes, never again is the slogan. All right, so that's gonna do it for everybody. Thanks, Hochatown Distilling Company, Mountain Fork Brewer. They need more than just a 5-second mention.
Totes,
bourbon, vodka, beer, Sneaky Snake. Ooh. Oh, that's Kramer's name now. He's the Sneaky Snake, or he drinks it a lot.
That cheapens their beer, though.
That's true. That's true. It is. It's a very good beer. Absolutely. It's very stout.
Yes.
And there's plenty of them.
I see this guy coming from a mile away these days.
Yeah.
You know, Sneaky Snake about him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Coming through. It's not very tall grass he's going through.
No.
Yeah. So, Speakeasy.
Yeah.
Hochatown Distilling Company, Mountain Fork Brewery, all the things. Thank you very much. Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Ashley, thank you. We follow a lot of people on Instagram now.
Right. Well,
we're waiting for the return.
I was going to say, once they all follow us back, that's when we unfollow them, right?
Yeah.
So we look really cool there with all the followers.
Is she just Ashley or like introducer? It's like Ashley, Tuco, Juan, Pacifico, Ramira, Ramirez, Benito, Johnson, right?
Yes. Son of John.
Son of John. Son of John.
There it is. She's our new social media director.
Cool. That makes us hot. That makes us hot, man. That makes us hot stuff.
That does.
We got one of those.
She's doing a bang-up job.
Yes, definitely. All right?
So thank you very much, Ashley, for being in here awkwardly. We're gonna roll on now. Roll on down the road, as we say, and end.
Hit that dusty trail.
We're going to hit the dusty trail.
Circle them wagons at some point. Mm.
Yep. We're going to download Oregon Trail soon enough, too.
They've
got it on phone now.
So nice. Hottest game.
Hottest game of 2021. So let's get into it. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you all next week.
Peace.
Bye.